Welcome to Le Moulin.
Yes, we have come from Rotterdam, which we loved enormously, and it was great, Rotterdam. But we've left you now, and we've come to Le Moulin. So the first thing we should... the first thing we should mention is the weather. So you and I, now, there's a bit of a storm going on.
There is, yes. So we're stood in the courtyard at our hotel, hiding under cover, while there is torrential rain, thunder... And the tree in the courtyard is dive bombing us with acorns.
So that's an oak tree. I'm speaking as a city boy here. Is that an oak tree?
It's some sort of oak tree.
Yeah,
it's not an English oak. It's a different type of oak
okay,
tree.
Okay, brilliant. German oak tree. Because we're in Germany. That's what I'm going to say. Anyway, so we travelled here, obviously. And as keen listeners to the podcast will know... We went on a road trip with John Stroud.
And you two took this as an opportunity to extend my musical knowledge.
Yes, we did. So what we did was we put, and there's an enormous amount of trust involved here, we put John's iPhone, plugged it into his speaker system in his car, and we pressed shuffle.
Yes.
Now, I know if we did that with my iPhone, there would be quite a lot of rock. There would also be quite a lot of very embarrassing music that I still really like but probably wouldn't want to own up to. Now, we should say that John shares his account, his music account, with his daughter.
No, his wife.
Oh, it's his wife. Right, okay. And she's quite into Glee, the musical, so he was really worried that we were going to think he was, wow.
That was thunder.
But third track on was Slipknot. So, you know, and quite a lot of extreme metal. But there was stuff that you knew as well, wasn't there?
I knew Ash.
Yes, there you go. So did I. So that's great. Very, very good. So we got here yesterday. We went for a very, very quick visit to the venue at Le Moulin, and we were there this morning as well. So, right, here's the thing. I'm interested in what you think on this as well. My feeling is this is a completely different vibe to what we had in Rotterdam, because in Rotterdam it's all very exciting, lots of things going on, but it feels different here. How do you feel?
Well, I think for one thing it's a very different venue in that Rotterdam is in the middle of a city, it's in a park in the middle of a city, and it's all in the woods with lots of little tracks between the trees, whereas here in Le Moulin it's right out in the countryside. The venue is, it's on sort of heathland, so it's very sandy soil, heather, they are trees, but they're all sort of conifer. Conifer trees as opposed to deciduous.
Oh, good for you. Get you with your deciduous. I'm really looking forward to this. And I know you are, because you're mad keen
on eventing. I'm an eventing
nutter. Yeah, I know you love it. And the fact that every time a really famous eventing rider, who really I should know, goes past, you are elbowing me going, that's Michael Young.
Well done for remembering that.
Yeah, I have done well, haven't I? Yeah, I'm getting loads of brownie points. So we're very happy to be in Le Moulin. And most of, as we speak right now, most of the team have arrived. There were some that arrived yesterday. Some of the team arrived on planes today. I think most of the riders are now here.
Yeah, they are all now here. The horses all arrived yesterday morning, so they've all been settled in and are happy and settled, and the grooms are looking after them beautifully.
Which brings us beautifully to our interview. So, the grooms. Anyone who follows what we've been doing over the last few months knows that the grooms are massively important to us. We feel they are a vital member of the team, and that's why we both took the decision that we wanted to make sure that when we did the team announcements that grooms were included, that the grooms were named, because I think anyone who follows this sport knows how important the grooms are. That includes, by the way, the riders, that includes owners. Everyone recognises how important they are. And you've been speaking to one of the grooms today.
Yes, so I caught up with Chloe Fry, who is Kitty King's groom, who's here looking after Vondre Beats, and this is her first championships.
Wow, she must be so excited.
She is very excited, and here she can tell you it in her own words. So I'm here with Chloe, who is Kitty King's groom, and this is your first championships, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And are you excited to be here?
I'm very excited, very nervous as well, but really looking forward to hopefully a good week for the whole team.
And what are you kind of really, what's the thing you're most looking forward to while you're here?
I think just working as a proper team. Like, I've never had that experience before, so it'd be really nice to be here as one and get on and do our job, hopefully.
And of course, it must be nice wearing the Team GBR logo.
Oh yeah, of course.
Like Union Jacks everywhere.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we walked into the stables when we got here, and there's Greg and that have put the flags up, and it was just an amazing, well, experience really. I've had to do mini vlogs to home to, to tell them what's going on, and yeah, no, really excited.
And so Kitty's horse here is Vondrady Beats, otherwise known as Froggy.
Froggy.
So tell me a little bit about him.
He's a bit of a character, but I love him. He's grey, so quite hard to keep clean.
Yes.
So he gets buffed basically every day. And yeah, he just, he loves playing around with you, being cheeky. He bites a little bit, but no, overall he's a really lovely horse to look after and easy to do.
And obviously this, we're doing this on the Tuesday, so competition hasn't started yet. Was it yesterday you arrived with him?
Yep, we arrived yesterday about 9:30, unloaded him, let him have some grass, and Kit and everyone helped us unload the lorry and put our stuff in the stable. And he had a nice chill out all day, and then he had a nice walk out and grass in the evening when it cooled down and had the Activo rug on. But no, he travelled really well, seemed really happy with himself this morning. So we'll see, fingers crossed.
And it's obviously really hot here at the moment, isn't it? How are you helping him stay cool?
It's boiling. He's had some cold hoses, and basically just when I go out grazing, trying to stay in the shade, or in the stables it's quite hot as well, but just letting him chill out really. Yeah, it's mega hot.
And tomorrow is the trot up. Have you got any kind of tips or tricks that you get him looking his best?
Just lots of baths.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of baths and lots of show sheen. And his owners always say to me, oh my God, his tail, that's a little bit of baby oil. Just rubbed it down. And yeah, when he's clean, he looks quite smart. So hopefully he's not covered in poo in the morning.
Fingers crossed for
Fingers
you.
Not.
Well, Clay, enjoy the rest of your time here in the Moulin.
Thank you.
And good luck to Kitty and Froggy and you.
Get wet by the
spring. Yeah, we are getting wet by the irrigator. Excellent. So as you've heard, competition starts tomorrow, being Wednesday, with the first horse inspection.
Yeah.
And then after that, dressage gets underway on Thursday and Friday.
And so the horse inspection, for those that don't know, and I'll be honest, I saw it at badminton for the first time this year. Am I to expect, well, they're not all going to be dressed to the nines like they were at badminton. They're going to be wearing team kit, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not quite such a catwalk, but it is a little bit more of an event than, say, in Rotterdam with the dressage jumping and para dressage. So yeah, They'll all be in team kit, but it's quite sort of smart team kit.
And obviously all the riders will be there. We are hoping to speak to riders, we're hoping to speak to another key member of the team, and someone that we always mention when we do releases about team announcements are the owners. The owners are a vital part of what we do in our sport, so we are hoping to speak to some of the owners as well, but we'll bring you more of those interviews through the week, and we are crossing everything we can cross that we do as well in Le Moulin as we did in Rotterdam. Gold medal would be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be lovely. Yeah. Of course, there was a slight reshuffling, shall
there
we
was,
say.
Let's talk about that.
Yes, there was a slight reshuffling of the team. So for those who've been paying attention to the equestrian media, will have seen Tom McEwen and Talida de Cursa unfortunately not here in Le Moulin. They had a sort of minor incident during routine work at home, so they have unfortunately had to pull out, and Pippa Funnel and Myers Hope have stepped in last minute to replace them. Pippa is hugely experienced.
My goodness me, 7 European medals. How many Olympic, I've lost count, loads of Olympic Games. I've certainly lost count of how many times she's been on the senior team. That was lightning. Did you see that lightning?
Yes, that was lightning, yep.
Oh my goodness, it is going to get really, really wet very quickly. So Pippa, enormous experience. That's clearly what she's going to bring to the team. I think this is a really, really strong team. That is very loud thunder. Oh my goodness me. Should we be stood quite so close to a tree? It's a big tree.
It is. Yeah, I mean, we are under a building, so.
Yeah, okay.
But maybe we should fear for our lives and go back inside.
Yeah, I think we'll go back inside and in fear for our lives. Thanks for listening. Leave us a review. You know the rules. See you tomorrow.
Bye.